Thank you for listening to Internet Boyfriends. Listening to Internet Boyfriends.
She's jealous, isn't she?
No, I don't think so.
To Internet Boyfriends.
We are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way.
And you're listening to Internet Boyfriends.
The Nazis are back, and they're flying over, about to bomb fucking Toronto, duck and cover.
Krampus!
Like, just fucking...
Yeah, like, I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist. Like,
it's terrible!
I'm a big fan of pickles.
I'm telling you what I learned from television and Wikipedia.
She really likes how I say audio.
I know how the internet works.
Internet Boyfriends.
Let's do a little news off the top.
Okay, so hello again and welcome to Internet Boyfriends. I'm Joey, and with me is the Sherlock Holmes to my Watson, Ryan Kloss.
Hello. That's finally a complimentary version. Not the fat goofy guy or the... It's the fat guy. It's Farley and... With the fat one from Laurel and Hardy and the fat one from Abbott and Costello. What was the fat one?
I didn't do Abbott and Costello.
Okay.
You
did Laurel and Hardy.
I did the narrator and Tyler Durden.
Okay.
And you got Tyler. No, you got the narrator. Narrator's thin.
That's true.
A good dude. Button down, well looking. Ed Norton's a good looking, handsome man. You're a good looking, handsome man.
I'm just busting chops. It's all good.
Yeah. No, I know you are. So anyways, we're going to have next week, we're going to be recording with Colin. So the first guest that we have on Internet Boyfriends. What are we supposed to be doing?
He will be running a Q&A because he seems to ask us a lot of questions. So we decided we wanted to guess at some point. So we went with Colin, our quizmaster. So we'll have him on. I'm sure he'll have his own questions, but we'd love to have a variety from other people. Yeah. As such, our FormSpring is, I believe, formspring.me/internetbfs.
Correct. Yeah, that sounds about right. So if you can't, let's put it this way. If you want to ask us a question, fucking tweet at us. Ryan's at Gobo. I'm at Mr. Balls. We're on Twitter. If you're listening to this,
pretty much constantly.
Obviously you are downloading it from the fucking Internet Boyfriends website or somewhere. You know it exists somewhere. Leave a question. We'll find it. We'll get it to Colin. He'll ask us. We'll do some fucking Q&As with Colin. So the next two episodes we record, which may be out of order. I don't know when they're going to fit in into this whole continuity scheme, but it will be brought to you by the delicious taste of Cinquist. Cinquist. All the citrusy flavor you know and love from Canada. I don't know. Something along those lines. Colin will be here. It'll be fun. Ask us some fucking questions. That's the whole point. Let's move on. Let's talk about fucking Red Dead Redemption.
Oh,
if you haven't played Red Dead Redemption, don't listen to this fucking episode. Go play that game. We will be using fucking... This whole thing is going to be fucking spoilers.
Yeah. We're not going to say spoilers again after this, so either don't care or...
Turn it the fuck off. Yeah.
But send in questions.
Sorry. It's a good game. Go fucking play it. You have both of our recommendations. If you don't play video games, because Ryan, I would say that you don't play video games. You're not a big gamer.
Not excessively, no.
And
I do own the Wii and Xbox and PlayStation 3, but I don't play.
It's more media things, though.
Constantly. That's true. I don't. I'm not a hardcore gamer for sure. I do love video games.
I'm definitely the harder core.
You are the harder core of us.
Yeah, and I loved it. You loved it. It's good for everybody. It's good for the whole family, I think. Go out and buy a copy for the kids. Really, nothing horrible could happen.
If you saw True Grit and thought, wow, this would be fun as a video game, you should play Red Dead. If you've seen a Western ever and thought it would be fun as a video game, Mother Russia. If you hate cougars and bears... You should play Red Dead Redemption.
I think you should avoid Red Dead Redemption if you hate cougars and bears.
No, I'm not scared. If you're scared of cougars and bears, avoid it. If you hate them, you should play.
Fair enough. Yeah, I do kill quite a bit of cougars. Or if you're like me and you have a secret loathing for horses, you should definitely play Red Dead.
I hate horses, but I never killed one. I never deliberately killed my horse.
Your horse never got killed and you skinned it?
No, I never skinned my horse.
That is money you're leaving on the table by not skinning your fucking horse, all right?
Oh,
you need that horse meat. It's delicious. Everyone wants horse meat.
Well, I can get horse meat in Canada. I can just buy it.
And horse hooves.
You're just jealous because you can't buy horse meat.
I am jealous.
Throwback.
I'm very jealous. I would make a horse burger and then take the hooves of the horse and try to like eat it with its own hooves. That would be how I would approach that situation.
So Red Dead Redemption. if you ever played Grand Theft Auto... It's essentially a Western version of Grand Theft Auto, where you're on a horse instead of in a car. In sort of elevator pitch style, that's what it is. You play a former criminal, possibly with Robin Hood type tendencies, but he's killed a lot of people. He's not a very nice man, but he's got a heart of gold. And so you play as him, and he roams the Old West in trying to kill some of his old compatriots because the government has his family stashed away somewhere. They're threatened to not get them back unless he does this. And antics ensue. You meet snake oil salesmen, sleazy Mexican governors, sleazy Mexican governors-to-be, sleazy Mexicans, lots of sleazy Mexicans, drunk Irishmen, anti-Semitic Protestants.
Is he a Protestant?
Well, he hates Catholics.
Doesn't mean he's a Protestant. It means he's a shopkeeper that hates everybody.
I think his, the only thing he didn't say he hated was Protestant, so I'm going to say Protestant. But no, he does not explicitly say, yes, I'm a Lutheran or something. He just says, I hate everyone else. And there's also a delightful expansion pack called Undead Nightmare where he fights zombies. Zombie horses, yes. Zombie bears, zombie people. It's wonderful. And yeah, that's the general idea of the game. It's awesome. Lots of people have bitched and moaned about the horses and how you have to ride horses all the time. I have two things to say about that. First of all, you don't have to ride horses all the time. You can easily set up a camp, ride a carriage, ride a train, and get wherever you want to go immediately, and never ride a horse, aside from, like, never travel via horse, I should say. You still have to ride a horse to do some stuff, but you don't have to, like, travel long distances on the horse. But more importantly, why the fuck aren't you having fun riding a horse?
The game
is
awesome.
Beautiful. It's gorgeous. Yeah. You're riding through the Old West on a horse. It's wonderful. I initially was like, oh, I don't feel like traveling for a while. And I was like, what am I doing? I'm riding a fucking horse in the Old West. This is amazing.
I want to back up a second. Now it's my time to bust chops. Why the hell are you describing this game to these people if they've already played it?
I don't know. Some people haven't played it. Some people don't care. Like, I listen to iFanboy and they spoil stuff and I haven't read anything. I don't care.
It's a good point, yeah. Yeah.
And that's how I start off talking about a game. It's usually saying what it's about and what people can play and stuff like that, that's all.
I'm supposed to be the one that tells us how to talk about games. Clearly, I have way more game journalism experience than you, sir.
You do.
No, I don't.
In your long and lustrous career.
I really do not, and I don't ever. I hope that no one ever calls me a game journalist. I don't care if I work in that field. If I go back and get a job again in that field, I hope that it never comes up because that's a fucking joke. But anyways, yeah, I would say everything that you said and more. Absolutely fucking love the game, love the guns, love the horses, love the environment. I would say that I know a lot of people bitch and moan about the actual graphics of the game and the engine that the game runs on because it is a little bit older. I believe it's a modified engine from GTA 4.
Yeah.
And it's not, obviously, there is better looking shit out there, but I have stood in that game just looking up at the stars. That it's just it's beautiful. It's fucking beautiful. You really feel like you're there. It's very atmospheric, and it's one of those games where the atmosphere can make up for a lot of minor problems, maybe a little bit more than minor. I know that I tried to make the point to you that I didn't like the way that Marston moves, that he moves like a truck.
I was so rarely on foot that I didn't really notice. And I forgot you'd said that, so I didn't look for it.
Well, yeah, okay. Well,
I'm trying to picture him running now.
It's not just his running. Like I hated stairs, doors, anything where you had to get inside somewhere.
Okay, yes.
Because you just slam into something like a fucking drunk on a
unicycle.
If
you have to make a quick turn or narrowly walk through a door or narrowly hit a ladder, it's a bit of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and when you have a whole expansion that's built off of things that are trying to eat you,
and you have to scramble up ladders repeatedly, it's a little annoying.
Yeah, that bothered the piss out of me. But pretty much that's my only complaint about the game. I minor bitching here and there about how it drags a little bit in Mexico and New Austin a little bit, but for the most part, but that's what I was going to say. I say a minor gripe because I play games like a fucking child. You play games like an adult. I'm going to get Bulletstorm soon-ish, and I know that that game, I'm just going to gobble it down like a fat kid eating a box of chocolates because I just want it. I need it in me. I need that game. I need to know everything about that game. I want to play through it 16 times in a row and just sit there and just fucking do that. You don't really do that. You kind of play through and like, it took me like 2 or 3 weeks to play through Red Dead, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's reasonable.
And that was I got 100% in both of them, so I was full.
Yeah, Red Dead is the first Rockstar game that I've 100%ed.
Same. It's the only one I gave a shit enough about. Like, I was like, I just didn't want to leave. I was like, I finished the story, or got near the end of the story. I was like, oh, I should go back and do so, because I wanted to do more. I wanted to collect some herbs. I wanted to kill some bears. I wanted to do all the challenges to get all the outfits. I was like, this is so much fun. I love that. It is the most successfully realized world they've done by far.
You've never played any of the Fallout series, have you?
Is that Rockstar?
Fallout? No.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying specifically of Rockstar.
Okay.
Of the Rockstar games, more than any of the Grand... Well, I've only played the Grand Theft Autos and this. So compared to Grand Theft Auto, it is far and away more well-realized and more like, this is successful, exactly what they're going for. I think you said the same thing to me a while ago, but it's just, you can tell it's exactly what they wanted.
I think it's what I wanted as a fan. It's what they wanted as a... Because they really... There was a lot of problems with that game when it was in development. They were working people fucking 96-hour weeks, whatever it was. I mean, there was a petition or a letter or something that was came out from, like, the Rockstar wives that were saying that you're basically killing our significant others and so on and so forth.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well,
sorry, I'm laughing because of the EA wife thing that happened a couple years ago. Predating this, there was an EA wives thing that was on LiveJournal or something, and then it just made me laugh because it sort of piggybacked on that, that's all.
Well, but I can totally understand. I mean,
I'm not trying to minimize it at all. It just made me laugh.
No. We laugh at fucking dead babies all the time. You know, you can laugh whatever the hell you want. I'm saying that it's something that's pretty typical in the gaming industry, that you have to really pretty much pour your entire life into getting that product out the door. But many games still don't feel like you did that. Whereas Red Dead,
it feels like
if somebody died of exhaustion when making that game, they died for a good cause. Because because you're talking about atmosphere and environments and places where I actually feel like I belong.
Yeah.
I would say that I really like the Mass Effect series, Mass Effect is another game that I think that you should play through once the third one comes out. Sit down and play through all three.
I will. That's all my list. Mass Effect and BioShock are two that I really want to play at some point of the newest generation. Like right now, I'm trying to go back and play older stuff and just finally finish the Team Ico games and stuff like that. Of the X360 and PS3 generation, Uncharted and BioShock and Mass Effect are some that I really want to play at some point.
Uncharted is definitely on my list, but obviously I just have the 360 right now, so I
have the first two. I just haven't played them yet. I just got them.
I know that's probably going to be up there with the whole atmosphere and everything as well, because that's the thing with me, is that I'm not big into graphics. I don't really give a shit if the fucking water moves like water. That's not the end all for me. I'm not really that big into... I don't give a shit if it's a cover-based shooter, or if it's a first-person shooter, or if it's a fucking card game that you travel the world playing cards. I don't care. Whatever the game is, it doesn't bother me as much if you just have a beautiful, wonderful, and not visually, but emotionally beautiful environment that you get to exist in. That's where you're going to say games that you just feel like, holy shit, I'm in this world. You really go out of yourself and into the game. Fallout New Vegas gets close, but the Fallout series, I feel like they've tried really hard. I would say the only universe that I feel where they're actually trying over the course of multiple games is the Fallout series, where they're really trying to create a world for you to exist in. And they get really close, but that's more of a technical thing, because that engine's a complete fucking mess, and there's a lot of other issues with that. What's that?
I said, I hear complaints. Was I think New Vegas is the newest one.
Yeah, New Vegas.
Massive technical problems.
Still is. They still haven't fixed all the fucking problems with it, and I don't think they ever will, because it's just the engine. There's nothing they can really do about a lot of the stuff in there, because it's just that is not supposed to be. It's not supposed to do that, essentially, and they're making it do something that it's not supposed to do. As far as I can reason, I'm not into programming that much anymore. I hate to shit on somebody's work like that, not really knowing, but as far as I can tell, they're doing the wrong thing there, and they should have just went with a new engine and pushed the game back as far as they needed to, because I'd rather have a game a year later that's the best fucking game ever. And I know that's the thing with
Blizzard.
LA Noire, it's coming out, is they pushed back LA Noire. That game is supposed to come out in like fucking 2008, I think, and it's been pushed back and so on and so forth. You take all the time you need to make that beautiful game.
Rockstar have sort of reached that Blizzard level where they can just say, okay, you can trust us, we will come out with this when it's ready, and it'll be worth it.
Yeah, Valve too. Valve's the same way, and much to a lot of gamers' chagrin, that's how Valve exists, is when it's done, and it'll be out, and you can play it, and that's it. And that's fucking cool with me, because I would say that's another thing too. The Half-Life series, I kind of have issues with. I know it's stupid to say, because Fallout is a first-person shooter, at least now, or at least it's a first-person game. For some reason, I'm so much more comfortable with existing in an environment and getting attached to an environment when I'm in third person, except for the Mass Effect series. series. I think the Mass Effect series, they've done so much to take me... I love the Mass Effect games, but they've done so much to take me out of that universe because I like the idea that I can kind of pick what I want to do and have a dialogue tree and stuff like that. But there was something very freeing about playing Red Dead where I could just sit there and watch a cutscene and enjoy this guy's life and enjoy where I am and everything and just kind of have things happen to me, I guess you could say. Because that I really hated in GTA 4 where they tried to introduce the idea of choice. Of like, in this cutscene, you can choose to shoot this guy or drop him off this fucking building or whatever else. Like, I don't care. I don't give a shit. I remember it was the mission where you had to choose between the two brothers. Between like Patty, I think it was Patty's brothers, where you had to snipe up on the roof and you were sniping them, and you could choose either to shoot the drug dealer or the cop. No, you don't remember that?
In what?
In GTA 4.
Oh, I can't remember GTA 4 anymore. It's been a long time.
Well, that's what fucking happened. You had to choose between the two brothers, and it was pretty obvious that I don't think anybody...
Right. I do remember that at the end.
Unless you're fucking retarded, you're gonna choose the fucking druggy bitch that just like, cause you have a guy that has an infinite amount of connections that you can use, and the game, it's pretty clear the game is trying to push you in the direction to kind of side with the cops and to side with the corrupt cop.
Yeah.
And on all the horribleness that he embodies versus the fucking guy that you... I've never heard anybody that's picked the druggy brother to live, because why the hell would you shoot the cop? That's fucking retarded. Why would you ever do that? That's stupid. That is not a choice. That is setting it up so that it gives the illusion of choice and then shits in your mouth. I don't like that at all. I like John Marston. I like him as a character. I like his life. Even I was saying to you about, I know the moment when Red Dead stopped being a game and started being like being a universe and being this like fucking alternate reality I could play around in as John Marston. It was when Dutch was threatening my wife, and we was in the bank, and he's like, "Fuck your wife, and she's a fucking whore. You fucking shut your fucking mouth, Dutch. I will murder your ass. You don't call my wife a whore. You're a whore. You fucking bitch. I'm gonna kill your ass one of these days, and I will, Dutch. I'm coming for you." In my mind, I'm going that distance because I never met my wife at that point in the game, but I loved her because it was one of the few times in a game, and really the few times in anything, where a character is working towards something, and I don't even understand what really... I don't get what he's working towards, but I feel a connection to what he's working towards. Because there's so many times in movies where, you know, there's the action hero's kid gets kidnapped, and they're like, "No, quick, we have to save the kid." I don't give a fuck about that guy's kid. Why would I? But in Red Dead, they made me care about my wife and child that I had never met, and they lived up to my love of them. Like, they totally deserved every emotion that I felt about them.
Yeah, like, when I first met, when we first finally get to see the wife and child again, I was like, so happy for him, so excited.
Yeah.
When I first played the game, and I met Bonnie, and I never met the wife, I was like, I hope his wife dies, and he just can stay with Bonnie, because Bonnie's awesome.
But you changed your mind, and that's what I'm saying.
That's how I got caught up. Like, at the beginning, I was like, I want him to be with Bonnie, because I love Bonnie, and she loves him, and it's clear, and it's like, but then, his wife's awesome. His kid's nice. Bad things happen, and good things happen, but then he dies, and then his son takes up the mantle.
That was heartbreaking. Absolutely the saddest part of the game for me, when it was, to me, it's the moment of select your pistol and then select your horse, where you can't do anything about it. You just have to go along with it when Jack goes to kill what's his face. It's been a long time since I've played this. Or at least it's been since May or whenever the hell the game came out, since I played it last year. What the hell's his name? The agent fuckface?
Agent fuckface.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll just call him Agent Fuckface.
Yeah, so Agent Fuckface in the end, you got to go kill him, and you have the draw on him. And of course, I personally choose the Browning High Power, because that was the gun that he gave John. So I thought it was apt to like murder him with it. So and then the credits roll and everything, and it's just like, God damn it, kid, you got every... I tried so hard as John to make sure that you got to understand that we loved you, we thought you're a wonderful kid, that your books are the answer, that the guns are not the answer, that killing is a bad thing, that a man needs to hunt and take care of himself, but beyond that, there's no reason to be violent in civilized society. And you fucking lost the point, and you went so far off the fucking deep end that you started dressing up like fucking Captain Jack Sparrow and going around fucking killing people in the Old West like that. Yeah, god damn. Yep. That, I don't know. Like, that to me we talk about The Wire, or at least I know that we, you and me, talk about The Wire a lot. I don't know if we talk about it a lot on the show, but it's something to, The Wire to me is that moment where I saw The Wire and I just said, this will never be good again. Life will be shit from now on because it'll never live up to that moment. And you, I never felt that crushing emotion that I got from The Wire. I felt that playing Red Dead. I know that in our recap thing, I said that I wouldn't. I wanted to compare it to The Wire, but I ended up comparing it to Scrubs because I kind of felt like they haven't. Because they haven't. They haven't gotten there yet. But there were moments in Red Dead that made me feel like something as awesome as The Wire. But over time, looking at the whole thing as one, you know, big experience, I can't say that it was on par with The Wire as an experience. But still, Jesus Christ, there are those moments where, you know, where John dies. I mean, just, oh my God.
That was such a great moment.
Yeah, anybody who wants to design a video game, you have the fucking moment right there where you can understand that's where video games need to be moving. Video games are not a fucking movie that you interact with. They're their own medium. And when John comes out of that fucking barn and it drops you into the fucking Deadeye, the Deadeye makes you invincible in that fucking game. You are unstoppable with the fucking Deadeye in that game. It makes you go from just John Marston, fucking random hayseed guy in the middle of nowhere, to being the fucking baddest Batman. Motherfucker in the Old West. What's that?
To being the goddamn Batman.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes. If Batman kills people. He fucking would if he had Deadeye, let me tell you, because that shit is badass. And then to just be shot to death and just left there, like that, oh, God. That is how you fucking design a moment in a video game. You don't take control away from somebody. You just subvert what they know to be true about the game to make an impact like that. You use the shit. You exist. That's why a lot of people, I mean, obviously I play a lot of video games. I talk to a lot of people that play video games. And I know that as gamers, we love shit like Half-Life 2, that they just let you experience the world. And they don't take control away from you. If you want to walk around and just fucking wreck shit up and just destroy everything while people are talking to you and act like a complete douchebag, you can. If you want to stand there and listen to them, you fucking can. If you want to just fucking draw something on the wall, you can. Whatever, you can do whatever you want as the game exists around you. And that's what I loved about Red Dead, was I get the feeling that the world would exist without me. I kind of get that feeling about Red Dead, and it made me feel at home. It made me feel like that's the kind of game that I need to be playing from now on. And it made me disappointed about all other games because in a game, I know that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you, but in Fallout, you are the catalyst. In every Fallout game, you're the catalyst for some sort of change. And through that narrative, it turns it into, it's not just as simple as saying, hey, you're the hero, and the hero goes and does hero things. It becomes, you're the hero, and you're the change in the world. You're the world, essentially, in those games. And to me, it's so selfish and so stupid. Why would you, that's why I love stuff like The Wire. Because I can imagine, when I'm watching a scene in The Wire, what makes me feel so great about that is because I can imagine fucking, if I'm watching a scene with Omar walking down the street talking to Brother Muzon, I know that out there somewhere McNulty's eating a bowl of cereal. Yep. I know that there's other characters in that world doing other things and shit's going on, and it doesn't really matter what one of them does ultimately, because they're just all players in this larger thing. I know that it's a problem with video games because it's a problem with difficulty, because you can't say that every guy is as badass as you are, or you're just some random schmo, because you're not. That's the difference between John Marston and everybody else. John Marston is the baddest gun in the West, as far as I'm concerned, because there's really, I mean, if you play the game correctly, there's really no, until that final moment where you get fucking ganged up on, there's really no time in that game where you can't draw on somebody and kill them. There's nobody that ever gets the drop on you in that game. You're always the best. I guess, at the very least, you can never feel too much of a badass, because there's always a cougar waiting behind a rock ready to pounce on you, but I'm guessing you got the same feeling about all this kind of stuff, that there's so much more to it than just you walking around doing missions. That's definitely how I felt about the Grand Theft Auto games, even to put it in something that you can relate to. Because in the Grand Theft Auto games, they even kind of use it as like such a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like when in,
you get phone calls to people while you're in a mission and stuff.
Well, yeah, not just that, but I'm saying along the lines of in San Andreas, when you bust through a billboard, that billboard is now busted through for the whole rest of the game, and you look at it and you're like, hey, I did that. Nobody comes and fixes the billboard. They're just like, well, the fucking guy did that. So, you know, CJ did that, just leave it alone so CJ can admire his work from now and forever. You know, I understand why they do it, because, you know, it shows off, like, change in the world that you're causing, but for the most part, I don't need that. I never needed that in Red Dead. I don't think there was a part in Red Dead like that where you really do something and it makes a difference in the world.
No, they fixed the bridges and stuff, and yeah, no, you're right. Everything sort of reset, not resets, but you don't have.
But
that
the bridges,
kind of...
the bridges weren't really because of you per se.
Yeah.
I mean, they were obviously because you did a certain amount of missions and it unlocked at the end. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing with the revolution and whatever else, like it's still just you're just kind of this dude, and I like that. I get a lot of comfort from that. That mm-hmm. there's more going on out there. Definitely, like Mass Effect is a huge. It falls into that again and again and again. Where I mean, that's a little bit. I guess that's a little bit different, but it's also it's kind of the problem because you're the guy. You're the guy who's saving the universe, so everything kind of revolves around you. Whereas in Red Dead, you know, not so much. And I think I really want to see more games that come out like that. And I really don't think I will. I think that maybe they're gonna hit on that with LA Noir, which is really the only hope I have for a future game. Like in the near future, as I'm thinking about games. But I really can't think of a whole lot of games where you're just in a world existing and you can kind of let things happen around you. Especially, oh my god, I'm guessing obviously you've seen enough random instances in the world where shit just happens and you see it kind of like this, the pre-scripted events, like the guy that's getting hung and his brother comes over and he's like, hey, my brother's getting hung, come on, shoot him down.
Yeah,
you're done with the game now, so I think I can maybe even go out there and maybe spoil something possibly for you, right?
Yeah, I almost never paid attention to those random encounters.
Okay.
Especially the blue dot ones.
There is one. Well, I understand why you wouldn't, you know, that's besides the point, but there's one that's not a blue dot. You're riding down the road and a husband is crying over his dead wife and he picks up his pistol and just shoots himself in the head because he can't possibly live without his wife. That is what I'm talking about. That is the kind of fucking shit I want to see in video games more. I mean, when people in that game, even with Bonnie, when Bonnie gets kidnapped, you can tell that it's not a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
There's way too many times in video games where people exist as gods, where someone gets kidnapped and they're just like, or even, not even that they exist as gods, they exist as like fictional characters. It's not real. They get kidnapped and they get tied to the tracks sort of thing where it's like, like fucking Snidely Whiplash comes and he's like, well, yes, I have this evil plan and now I've kidnapped them. Nah, look at this. Where in reality, that probably wouldn't fucking happen. What would happen in that situation with what happened with Bonnie is what happened.
Yeah.
They kidnapped her, they raped her, and they went to fucking kill her. Because they don't give a shit about Marston. They just want to fucking cause havoc.
Yeah.
There's no, in the way that that's written, it's not written as they're waiting for you to show up to save her. It's written as they're going to fucking rape and kill this woman, and you just happen to get there in the nick of time.
Yeah.
To me, that felt way more real.
It's like almost every single Stranger mission ends with everything going badly for whoever helped out.
Yes.
They either die. Right. Actually, they usually just die.
No, the Japanese
usually,
guy.
Usually, I was going to say the Asian guy that just ended up being a heroin addict or opium addict.
Yeah.
I was like, he's going back to, I saw him again. Oh, crap. I was hoping for that. Like, the only one I can think of was the guy that bought the land. He didn't end terribly.
What did the land with? Because he was looking, he had a dowsing rod.
Yeah, he had a dowsing rod, and he doused this guy's place and saw his water. So you ended up buying the land from that guy, the guy that owned it, and then you get the
made
deed,
a bunch of money.
And that's it. I don't think you go back to it. Even like everything else, every other one I could think of ends miserably.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, no, I thought it was awesome. Awesome. And I felt bad when the Asian guy was like, oh, he's hooked on opium. I felt bad when the guy that was trying to get to California didn't make it to California. I felt bad, like,
yeah,
I connected
guy,
with these guys. That guy was, oh.
Yeah, come on, get your shit together, man. Like, that, yeah, that, oh. And even, well, I mean, some of them are played for humor, I think.
Yeah,
like the guy,
course.
Icarus and Son, where the guy's trying to fly. Like, you know that guy's going to die at that point. There's no way.
No, that was
he's
instantly.
Not just
oh, he's dying.
Yeah. It feels a little, like, futile when you're, like, gathering, like, the beaver pelts and everything. Because they're not, at least for me, it took me a second to find the beavers. So it's kind of like, all right, where the fuck are these things? Why am I doing this? He's just going to die anyway. This fucking guy. Like, I was, you know. But then again, I don't know. To me, there's something in that where the Old West was not, like, there's a reason why shit isn't like that anymore.
Yeah.
It was depressing as hell. A lot of people died. A lot of bad things happened. And you kind of see, there's a lot of good that happens too in that world, obviously. Well, I don't know. Maybe not so much. I mean, what happened, was it Luisa was the girl in Mexico?
Yes. The one that fights,
she was fighting for Reyes, and Reyes is like, who is she? And she loves him and she's loves the cause and loves his Mexico, and Maybe a whole lot of things didn't end in a good way in that, but I guess the idea is that things don't necessarily have to end in a good way in that game, because obviously we know how things played out. Things aren't like that anymore. Obviously people don't need to hunt for food anymore. People don't need to go through, you don't need to travel across the country and worry about bandits fucking killing you and raping your wife. It's a video game. I think there has to be a lot of stylized violence and that sort of shit, but even with that level of violence in that game and that depressing nature of that game, it never to me at least, it never lost its impact. When I shot a guy in the face in that game, every once in a while I still have that moment of, holy shit, that guy's head got fucking opened like a soup can. Like, that guy is fucking dead. Holy shit, I killed that guy. And so many more times in that game where I've gotten in those like close quarters battles and feel bad at times. At least I felt bad. It's one of the few times in a video game where I felt like, holy shit, I wish there was some other way we could resolve this, because you're going to die in a horrible way because John Marston ain't dying. That's the damn Skippy. So, like that. At least when I was always in gunfights, did you do a lot of those where you draw on somebody and...
Only when didn't happen often. It happened regularly when I was trying to cheat at poker. But aside from that, it didn't happen all the time.
You can shoot the gun on their hand. I'm sure.
Yeah, try to do that usually.
Yeah, same here. Because I don't fucking want to murder them over a hand of cards. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm a cheating bastard, but you don't need to die about it, buddy. I don't know. Any other comments? I feel like I've been dominating this episode with my bullshit.
Not that you haven't covered. I loved it. I do and don't wish there was a sequel, because I want more John Marston as much as I want more of the world. Like, I love John Marston. He's amazing. I want more of him, but he's dead. And unless they do a prequel, I don't think we're going to get more of him. So
I don't think I would want a prequel, because I don't want to know what the hell happened.
But you can't, you can't have a sequel in the same world, because...
It's Jack.
It's Jack, and towards the end of it, you're getting pretty close to not being the Old West anymore. Like, you're running out of Old West time to fit stuff in, so I don't know.
Well, I think they could still fit something in there. Obviously, they'd have to change the world a bit, but I don't know. I mean... I like the idea that they move on. I know that a lot of people hate that shit about Rockstar, is the fact that shit happens and they just move on and they never touch on it again, or they kind of like work it into a universe more than anything. But yeah, I really don't need to play a game with Jack. I really don't want to, because to me, it would take away from the fucking heartbreak that Jack is what Jack is now. I mean, I really don't like the fact that he's violent. I wish that he was a senator like his father wanted, but what are you going to do? I'm definitely looking forward to whatever they come out with the next Grand Theft Auto game, or, you know, obviously LA Noir, but not so much a new Red Dead. I mean, I think that they touched on it. They did. That is such a fantastic... I mean, it's a good enough game that we have a fucking episode of just the two of us talking about it. That is... You don't play a whole lot of video games. I talk about a whole lot of video games, and I wouldn't want to bring that to this venue unless it was something on par with Red Dead.
Yeah.
That was hands down the best game of last year. Everything about it, I mean, even Undead Nightmare, which I kind of was, it was all right. I mean,
it wasn't as good, but it's an expansion. It's not supposed to be as good. It's different.
They crammed so much shit into that game. I know that they really dragged it out a lot, because I didn't like the idea that you had to go through and rescue every fucking town, and then eventually the towns would get attacked by zombies. You need to fucking fast travel back to them, or,
you don't have to, though. You can just let them get overrun.
Yeah, I never did. I tried to have all my fucking spinning plates going and all that kind of shit, but...
And it didn't happen often. Like, I think I went back and saved... I only got called to save, like, three or something after I saved them.
Yeah, I think I had, like, four towns, but still... Yeah, it was just annoying to me, because I just hated fucking liberating the towns, because they were just so fucking annoying. I hate it when they keep repeating that shit in loop, because the missions were so fun that I hated to have to do the fucking bullshit to go along with it, especially the fucking Bigfoot mission. Holy shit.
What was your problem with the Bigfoot mission?
The Bigfoot mission is when you're up in tall trees.
No, I know, but what was your problem with it?
No, not a problem. I loved it. That's all, like, it's the ending where you're just like, you killed everyone! You're a monster!
That was brutal.
Who's the real monster, John Marston? Who's the real monster? I love those moments. And that was a great one. What did you think of the ending of Undead Nightmare?
What was the actual ending?
The actual ending is John coming back from the dead after being killed.
How does he get killed again? Oh, right. Oh, yeah, because it cuts back. Right. He saves everyone that comes back, and you have to find a unicorn. There's no actual mission to do as a zombie, is there?
No. There's nothing.
No,
is there anything to do as a zombie? No.
It was all right.
The The ending is that he replaces. I kind of felt that it was. I mean, it was adequately campy and B movie-ish. Yeah. Where you get to the end and it's like it was in Mexico all along. It's just this mask thing. If you just put it back and whatever else, and it's kind of creepy with the girl and the everything in the ending there. And then sure enough, he comes back as a zombie. But
it was all right. The ending was all right. I had problems with the 100% completion with that though because of the finding the frickin' chupacabra.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Aside from that, I loved the game. That fucking chupacabra. It took me 8 hours or something to find.
Well, I guess, I mean, it's
luck of the draw. It really is luck of the draw. Like, if I hadn't done everything else already at that point, it would have not been as bad. I was literally, I had nothing to do but ride around looking for a chupacabra in Mexico for hours.
I know, like I said to you, when I recommended doing the game, I said make sure that you do everything all-inclusive as you're doing it. Like, if you're going to do the gang hideouts to get the gang uniforms and shit like that, like, do them as they come up instead of leaving them until later. Yeah. Because I know that when I did the treasure hunting, I did, like, 8 of those in a row. I basically just left the treasure hunting to the end of the game. And I hated doing it because I've heard from friends that it was one of the best like things that you can do because it's like you're riding around in the world and you're like, holy shit, it's that thing. And you see it and then you go off on a wild, you know, treasure hunt and so on and so forth. And that's obviously why that's awesome. But I didn't do that and I kind of fucked up things like that because it breaks flow and breaks continuity to just kind of do that shit randomly. So I can totally understand where you're coming from. But hey, at least it's a cool game, a cool world and whatever else and chupacabras. Killing chupacabras is pretty fun, I gotta admit.
Yeah, well, it was easy. I just fucking buffalo rifled him.
Well, that is the problem with a buffalo rifle now, isn't it?
And then I turned around and there was a unicorn. I was like, oh, perfect, thank you.
Did you have problems with the horses at all? Specifically, okay.
What do you mean, like finding them or?
No, not finding them. It's kind of a stupid question because I have a story relating to the question. It's not so much. It's almost a rhetorical question.
Okay.
Because I think it was whatever the fire horse is. War. I got it when I was in. It was you get. I think it's the first horse that you pick up.
Yeah, it's the new Austin one. So
yeah, it's the new Austin horse. So I was in Thieves Landing. Yep. Yeah, I was in Thieves Landing and I saw the horse. I'm like, holy shit, there he is. Rode after him. Got the horse. And I'm like, yes, finally got the horse. And then I took off running. And ran right into the fucking river in Thieves Landing and killed myself and the horse.
Never happened.
Oh, I fucking hate Thieves Landing.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah. It's such a beautiful, I mean, not in the sense of like, oh my god, I'm gonna live there, but it's such a cool looking town. And like the way they designed it and everything, and especially I don't know if you ever noticed, but outside of the bar, they have a dead guy with a sign hung around his neck that says cheater.
No, I never noticed that.
Yeah, it's a really, if you look around that town, it's got some cool shit going on in that town with like the fucking docks with all the boxes and shit in the warehouse and all the rest of that kind of crap there. But I fucking hate the fact that there's a river that can kill you instantly running right through the middle of the town. So like, maybe that's another design issue that I really hate about the game is that I kind of wish that if water is going to kill you, at least have it so that you run into the water and you have a chance to swim out.
Yep.
And just, like, he's not a strong swimmer. Make that point. So, like, yeah, you can't swim across, like, the fucking river into Mexico, but at least have it so that you can fucking swim. Because it sucks dropping into that water and just dying. Like, oh, God. I don't know.
And on that note.
Yeah. Yep. It sucks to die, kids. Yes. All right. Well, it has been a pleasure talking to you, sir.
As always.
As always, but it's different to talk about video games. It's fun. So I'm Joey at Mr. Balls on Twitter.
And I'm Ryan, Gobo on Twitter. And send us questions on FormSpring. The link's already on the webpage.
Awesome. Yes. Don't forget, Colin will be on the next show. Definitely send us some questions, however you can get through to us. And usual, we love you all, so on and so forth. We'll see you next time. Later. Okay.